Three, two, one.
Cold open.
Hey, it's podcast time, everybody. Welcome, welcome. You're live on podcast time. We're cold opening.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting ready to do our little show.
Mm-hmm. Hope you stick around for that instead of just this.
Yeah, you get ready to listen. We'll get ready to talk. Ready, set, go.
Welcome to Smartless.
Smart.
Going full tilt this morning. It's a Smartless. It's one of our OG original ones.
Smartless hoodie.
You're like your cool dad this morning.
Did I tell you I was so the other day? I've never worn it out of the house, obviously, for every mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah, you don't want people to know that.
Well, also, it's got our faces on the back.
Yeah, you don't want people
to know that. So you don't want to be like, hey, Johnny wearing his merch. So right. The other day, right. Wearing the house, so went to do my little walk that you guys know and forgot that I had it on. And then my shirt, and I had to wear it to go, and I went to Whole Foods. And I realized as I was getting out of the car
to you have to wear it? Because if you took it off, you'd be just in a sweaty.
I'd taken my t-shirt off because it was gone. It was so soaked in sweat because I work out so hard. Because if you want, let me walk you through the workout.
Well, because you're wearing the heavy hands. You strap on the heavy hands and the heavy ankles, right? Yeah. The Velcro.
And I got the big visor that comes down in front, and then I got the no, because I'm wearing I got the weight vest, as we know.
So you're shirtless with a hoodie on.
So anyway, shirtless with the hoodie on, and then I'm in line.
Smartless hoodie on in
Smartless
Whole Foods.
Hoodie. Oh, and God, I'm in Whole Foods. I'm just trying to do it in and out.
Somebody you know.
I got a guy, I forget the dude's name. He always does like Getty Images photos at events, and he's like, and I just hear it. I was like, well, it looks like somebody's got Will Arnett on the back of his head. I turn around, it was him. And I go, luckily, we all kind of know. I forget his name. He's a nice guy. And I was like, oh, shit. At which point, and then I go up to, I do a self-checkout. And this girl taps me on the shoulder, like, are you Will
Arnett? Love the show.
And I go, really big fan. And I was like, I said to the stranger, I was so embarrassed. I go, by the way, I never normally would wear this, but I didn't have this.
God, it gets worse.
And I just ran to my car. I was like, what a tool.
In a deeper sweat. And then I hope you were locked out of your car, had to call AAA on the side of the road.
Standing on the side of the street.
I'll wear Smartless sweats.
We know.
To the gym.
Yeah, sure.
Or anywhere.
I won't.
But nobody cares. Nobody stops.
It was so humiliating. Tapped on the shoulder.
Love the show. Excuse me, are you Will Arnett?
Yeah, how's your merch going?
Wait, what's that new tag for Reese's where you're using the Reese's name for a different word? Instead of like it's all reality, it's all Reese's or something like that. I don't know. I was impressed with it this weekend.
Yeah, everybody loves a Reese's.
No. And something like that.
That was exciting.
You were expecting more from me.
I apologize. I'm picking my teeth a little bit.
Don't start now.
What's the protocol?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the politeness thing. You guys aren't both real deep on manners, but I wouldn't mind pulling
much more than you are.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What about?
I don't talk about potty stuff. I don't pick my teeth. I don't eat.
And you don't fart. You don't fart either.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think you've ever farted in front of me.
Well, it's disgusting. Who wants to hear? What are you talking about, man?
It's just dude shit, you know, bro?
It's not just
it's
dude
like
shit.
You burp. I mean, Sean and I love our power burps. Sean, I think I've definitely farted in front of you, Sean. I think you've done it.
You've definitely farted on me.
Yeah, you farted in front of me before.
I have,
Yeah.
In the car.
But Willie doesn't. He doesn't. So then, Will, did you ever poo in front of Amy?
Are you looking for clicks?
No, I'm just saying.
Are you trying to get something that we can click around?
I always forget people listening to this. Wait,
me too.
But hang on. You were married to her, had two kids. You guys never went to the bathroom in front of each other?
I'm sorry. The question is, did I poo in front of Amy? And you're saying that I don't have manners? What are you talking about?
I think it's a good question.
It's not a good question. I refuse to answer it.
Poo, it's a cute question.
I refuse to answer that. It's
did you poo
P-E-W-P?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I hope we have a very respectable guest.
Well, we do. We
well,
have
let me ask you.
We do.
Well,
and she's going to be outraged by this, by the
but
way.
But wait a minute. Do you poo in front of Amanda?
I mean, we don't use the same potty, but...
Right. Potty, God.
If she needed to come in and ask me...
Everything.
If she needed to come in and ask me something important, she could and would.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do that to her, although to hear her, she doesn't poo, never has.
Right.
I don't know how, it's amazing. Yeah.
I spoke to her this morning. She said, please tell him that I'm jealous that we get to see your face, and she didn't this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
know.
Your angel.
It's coming up on 3 weeks.
I know.
When are you back?
We saw her this weekend. I talked to her yesterday, and I saw her Saturday night, and
yeah,
I talked
to her
Saturday. I've been spending a lot of time with her.
Yeah, same.
I've been spending a lot of time with her.
Yeah.
No.
Let me say this. When you get home, she is worn out.
just give her a break.
I love, can I just say, all bits aside, how much I do love your wife, Amanda.
Oh,
we all
God.
Do a show.
We all love her.
She is
on the phone with her this morning.
She's the fucking greatest. She's such a good friend. She's so thoughtful and kind and sweet.
Always
and,
available.
Yeah, she's same. Amazing.
I like her too, pretty much.
She's so good. She's so good. Tell you good. Tell you real good and classy, and you're going to feel badly about all this disgusting potty talk.
Tell me she's not an award winner, is she?
Oh, well, okay. Well, tell me if this means a lot.
Uh-oh.
10 Golden Globe nominations and 2 wins.
Wow.
7 BAFTA nominations.
Oh, I was going to say, does she have a British accent?
Two Emmy noms. 10 SAGs nominations and 2 wins.
I apologize.
5 Academy Award nominations.
Wow.
Christ. Okay.
5 Academy Award nominations. Do you like films like Junebug? Do you like films like Night of the Museum, Julie and Julia? Do you like The Master, The Muppets, On the Road, Arrival, Sean?
Oh my God.
Okay, Night
my favorite
Bitch.
Movie.
She's got a dirty sense of humor. She's fine with the poo talk. Get her out here. Hi.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I entered on this conversation.
I'm so embarrassed, Amy. I'm sorry.
We know each other a little. I know you're good with the poo talk.
I'm fine okay with poop talk. Yeah. Absolutely. And I also love Amanda, so.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Oh my God. How nice you're here with us, Amy.
I'm so happy to be here. Yes. I'm very glad to get to participate in this conversation. It's an important conversation.
Well, jump in if you want.
Yeah,
Amy,
sure.
Welcome. Let's do it. Here's our new intro. Forget. Right. Pretend that never happened.
Yeah. Now we get the
guys, it's Amy Adams.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Amy, where are we finding you today, by the way? I'm really liking your background.
Los Angeles, in my kitchen.
Okay, in your kitchen. You look so nice.
Yeah.
Amy, I'm going to let Will drive this, but I'm dying to get to Doubt.
Don't worry, he won't.
And Arrival, because those are two of my favorite films ever. And I've seen Arrival probably, no joke, probably like 10, 12 times.
It's so good.
Amy, I can't tell you how many times we've had other people on who have no connection to Arrival, and then Sean will be, have you seen Arrival?
Yeah.
But that script is one of, you know, not since like, you know, The Sixth Sense or something. Have you read a script or seen a script or seen a movie, whatever, that has an ending that just completely blows your mind? I mean, the fact that all the flashbacks were actually flash forwards is so
you've never
seen anything like when you read it, were you like, wait a minute, what? Like,
yeah, I mean, I was reading it sort of thinking it was told in like a traditional timeline, so I still loved it, but then when I got to the end I was like, oh no, I gotta go back and reread it and understand
it. You almost have to watch the movie again.
Yeah, it was so crazy to shoot it because I had to perform it as if it were, like, it was, I had to live in those, in that duality of, like, letting the audience think that it was flashbacks, but then on a rewatch, understanding that it was a flash forward. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's so smart.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Clever.
Yeah, Denis's amazing. He's so good.
That guy
is so good. And he's lovely. He's, like, the nicest.
He was on the podcast, too.
Isn't he just, like, so humble and funny, and you're like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine he had to deal with Sean the whole podcast? It was just,
oh my gosh,
it was such a handful.
I was dripping sweat.
And then you did Dune.
I'm like Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was the idiot over here calling him Denny the whole time, which
that's
was,
all right. Dennis. I called him Dennis Villanueva. So there you go.
Villanueva.
Oh no.
Not to him. I joked to him because that's kind of how it's spelled in sort of the Colorado pronunciation.
But I was going to say, Colorado, by way of, so I didn't know this, that you were born in Italy.
I was born in Italy.
Yeah. Which part?
Dad was in the army. My dad was stationed in Vicenza and Aviano Air Force Base, Vicenza Army Base. So I was born in that region, which is kind of in between Florence and Venice.
Scotty, my husband Scotty, he's an Army brat too. He was born in Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you guys are like born all over the world.
Exactly. My husband was born in Rammstein, Germany.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I think it's called Rammstein, yeah.
Also,
Air Force, yeah.
Air Force.
Yeah, his dad was Air Force, so.
Oh, wow. No. That's cool.
Then how does it work then to get an American passport? Do you have to like sort of, when you come to this country, then what goes on?
Well, her
with
parents
that?
Are American, born abroad.
You're naturalized.
Because you're born on an American base. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah. Could you run for president?
I don't think that's in my interest.
Okay.
But no, I think technically I can.
By the way, all the rules are out the window on that one, I think. So. Are there any rules to that anymore?
I think I'd be great.
I bet you'd be very good.
Yeah.
I bet you'd be very good. I'd vote for you.
There'd be a lot of singing in the White House, that's for sure.
Wow. Yeah.
That would be lovely. Yeah. So you're born overseas to Air Force Dad.
Army
and you
Dad.
Moved around a
just
Army
to be
dads.
Clear.
Oh, sorry.
My husband has an Air Force dad. Sorry, I'm not that particular, but just in case he is, I want to.
Yeah. Of course. Okay, so Army dad.
Yeah.
And then you end up basically settling in Colorado, which you mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah. And then where did the sort of the interest come from for performing? Because you're not just a great performer who does it at the highest level. You're also prolific. You've done so much. And so it seems like, where does that come from? Was your mom into that or was your dad into that? Were they encouraging?
My dad was a performer. He played, he had a band and sang, and he ended up being sort of like a one-man band, and he played in bars, and so we'd go watch him in bars.
Tied to the leg and everything?
It wasn't quite Dick Van Dyke, Mary Poppins.
I love that.
Yeah, no, he had like all these synths, and he would like push buttons
bang your knees together
in
for
bars.
The cymbal hit. Yeah,
yeah, pizza joints, just walking around, flapping his wings.
Oh,
no.
I love that.
They'd just turn him loose for someone's birthday.
Exactly. I actually wish that's what he did. That would be great.
That's so good.
He would play. There's a foot synthesizer, right? So
yeah,
I don't know if you guys have ever seen those.
Yeah.
So he would wear fancy socks and play the foot synthesizer.
Come on.
No way.
Kind of like Big, like the movie Big.
Isn't it?
It's not like that. It's literally looks sort of like, I guess this is what came to mind. You know, in Goonies, that big piano.
Yeah.
That they play with the bones.
Oh, with the skeleton bones.
It's like that, but like black, blacker. I don't know. That's the best way. That's the visualization that came to
mind. Is it kind of like the bottom half of an organ, like when they push?
Yeah,
the feet
exactly.
With
so he pushes on these pedals with his feet while he plays.
You saved it, Sean.
Yeah.
Instead of Goonies,
thank
like
you for that.
So excited about
I'm
Goonies.
Like, it's kind of like the Goonies skeleton.
Sean's like, imagine if they made Big and Goonies into like imagine if the Villeneuve made like Goonies and Big.
And the person who's making it is watching Arrival. Wait, so Amy, this doesn't sound like an Arnie
it's like,
dad.
I'm just like, return to the Goondocks. All of a sudden, you guys, I'm writing a script, just so you know.
Right. So good. Yeah, it doesn't, you're right, Jason's right. It doesn't sound like a regular Army dad.
He can also clean a weapon, too. I mean, this guy's multi-talented, we're saying.
Yes.
You're painting a great dynamic picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but mostly played music, so.
Wow, so then that's where you got your, so then did singing and dancing precede acting?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I never thought I was going to be an actress. I was such a musical theater kid and mostly trained in ballet, but like I was so shy and I had paralyzing stage fright. Still do, but I make myself do it anyway. And every time I'm like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah, it's torture.
Torture.
Wait, but isn't stage fright more acute on a stage doing singing, dancing, spotlight, microphone,
the whole
thing?
It's not cute anywhere.
isn't the fright more intense there than in front of a camera or no?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I still get nervous in front of a camera, but it's such an intimate thing and you have one person you can focus on and
you can screw up.
You can screw up, exactly.
Yeah, and then just do it again. Now, this is reminding me because I was doing a project. This is many years ago.
Oh, which project was this?
Buckle up.
Sorry, which project were you working on?
I can't say.
We'll applaud. Go ahead.
And the producers were like, you should reach out to Amy Adams for this project. And I was like, well, I don't know Amy Adams. I'm a big fan, but I don't know. No, just do it. She knows you're going to call. So I called you. I don't know if you remember this. I called you and you picked up and you go, hello. And I go, hi, Amy, it's Sean Hayes. Oh, I'm in the White House right now in the bathroom. Can I call you back? You remember this?
I was at the White House for Julie and Julia.
Oh, my God. Wow. And that's when I was like, wait, the time I call you, you're in the bathroom at the White House.
Yes, I was in the bathroom at the White House.
That is crazy.
Can we talk later?
So that was last time, yeah.
So that was last time you talked to her?
Yeah, that was last time I talked to Amy. How have you been since?
You know, just hanging out.
Wait, so Amy.
Having a kid.
But yeah. What I want to know, we're going to get into that. But what I want to know is you didn't think you were have a career as an actor. So, and your dad's doing all these, playing the one-man band in the bars and stuff. How do you go from that to what's your first acting gig and how did that happen from Colorado?
Well, I started dancing. That was sort of my way into performing, which was good because I could be with like a group of people. For me, it's very much about a singular focus. So like always being in the chorus was really fun because you got to feed off of everybody else and just become a part of a group, you know?
Yeah.
And right. I loved that. I got into dancing, which led me after high school. I was going to say the reason I got into all of it is because I was bad at math because I wanted to be a doctor. So I was like,
really?
Really?
What kind of doctor?
Still wish I could have been a doctor. I think I wanted to work in emergency medicine. I'm really good in a
crisis.
I'm really good in a crisis. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be okay with like blood and gore and like somebody in a lot of pain and trauma you'd be okay with?
Yeah. Yeah. I have this fantasy that when I retire from acting, I'm going to be one of the seniors that volunteers down at Cedars. I was like, I kind of have
the same thing.
Do you?
I kind of want to, I want to just go like help people out. Like what's going on?
Well, you're going to be there anyway, so you might as well.
You've got your own parking spot there.
It's a hop, skip, and jump. Wait, that's so interesting. Are you good? So because some people are like flight instead of fight during emergencies, right? They're like, I can't deal with this, and they run away. Whereas like there's this one time when I was driving home from a taping of Will and Grace, and a guy was lying in the middle of the street.
This is a sitcom. So funny. So many misunderstandings.
Why don't they make them? They don't make them no more.
They're not like that. Not with the laughs. And this one thinks this, and the other one thinks this, and they have a misunderstanding.
They have a misunderstanding.
The one door shuts, the other one opens. No one knows who's in what bed.
Everybody's gay.
So funny.
Sorry, Amy.
Sorry about that.
No,
Amy.
I love it. I love it. God. You guys are great. I'm like sometimes way too earnest, so I appreciate you guys bringing humor in.
We're not.
No, don't worry about it.
We should learn from you.
No.
So I was driving home from one of the tapings, and there's this guy lying in the middle of the street. And I was like, what? And the two cars ahead of me were just driving around him. I was like, what? This guy's lying in the middle of the street.
That was me and Will. On the gas. Yeah.
Smart.
Just missed his head. And so I pull over, as somebody would do. And then just as I open the door to my car, I'm like, oh, is this one of those things, the setup where I get out, I help the guy, and then somebody takes my car or whatever, or, you know, jumps me or whatever it is.
Oh, I'd love to see you get taken over by that guy and the other dude that's hiding behind the mailbox. And them just taking your car and your clothes.
By the way.
And them just leaving you.
them tying you up and them not understanding how much you're enjoying it.
And I'm just going, no, stop. No,
stop,
ouch.
Please,
yeah.
Stop.
You don't want these clothes?
Oh, God. You don't want these.
No, wait. But what? How am I going to get home naked?
You'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right. So, oh my God.
So you end up lying in the middle of the road so somebody pulls over for you. It's a cycle.
Because now you need a ride.
Yeah. Sorry, how am I going to get home? By the way,
so sorry, Amy.
It's okay. No, I love it. Are you kidding?
I was only a few blocks from home, too.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
And now, back to the show.
All right, so I
so got, you're oh about to get out of the car. You think it might be a thing.
But then I was like, but the guy, I could see it's real in really real pain. God, mm-hmm. This is a long way to go to get to the question. But I get out, and the guy just got shot. The guy was shot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I did take off my shirt, and I put, sure. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, to your point, like, emergencies, like,
yeah.
You know, fight or flight. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this. So nobody was around. And so I took my shirt off. I put it on the bullet wound on his stomach.
Okay,
and I
was just like, to oh hold God, it over for some pressure, not yeah, a tourniquet yeah, yeah. or anything.
Correct. Well, yeah, yeah okay. A makeshift tourniquet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pulling it on, and I'm dialing 911 on my phone. Meanwhile, other people have heard it and now are starting to coming out of their houses, right? Mm-hmm. And so they already called too. And then
you starting to feel self-conscious about being topless?
A little bit. At this point? A little yeah, bit. Okay. A little bit.
Were you actually topless?
I was, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh. And so I
not everyone wears an undershirt, granddad.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. <Sorry. John. laughs>
And so, yeah, so the guy, I don't know, that's so finally the ambulance came and everything, and he lived and he was okay. And everything was fine. He got the help he needed. And, but the yeah. guy, and of course the ambulance guy was like, are you Sean Hayes?
No.
With my really? Hand on his stomach. I was like, yeah. But anyway, the
still
point
topless.
Is.
Still topless.
Yeah, still topless. So the, and then we exchanged numbers. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Then, but the point is, yes, emergencies, I yes. attack them. I don't run from them usually.
Yeah, I get very focused. Like everything becomes very focused in an emergency.
I'm sorry. Right. Was that whole story about the time that you saved a dude's life?
Yeah. Yeah, just because
to,
most
to
people
prove
drive.
That he runs into a fire instead of away from a
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, yeah, for oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've come across a couple of scenes where we've been sort of the first
really?
People on the scene. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Care to share?
Like what? Like where? Like
we were in Santa Monica and coming out of our favorite restaurant, and I was with my dad, and my dad is also very much like that, thankfully. And these people were screaming, and a guy was walking, and they're yelling, "He's dying!" And my husband's like, "That's blood!" And I was like, "Darren, you stay here with our daughter." We ran over, and he'd been stabbed in the neck.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
oh
so God. He was bleeding, and his friends were freaking out. So luckily, we're going to the beach. We grabbed towels. My dad has been on lots of scenes. I guess he attracts them as well and applied pressure. And I'm sitting there somehow going, you need to calm your pulse rate. Take a deep breath in.
Like, wow.
I literally was just so focused. I was like, the more you struggle, the faster you're going to bleed. Just lay down. Let's elevate this. We were like, just... And yeah, and then I ran into him a year later. A guy wow. walks up to me in the restaurant. He's like, I heard a story that you and your dad were on the scene of a guy getting stabbed. And I was like, yeah, yeah, that's so funny. You heard that story. And he went like that. And I was
and
like,
was him.
Oh my God, it's you.
And it was him.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and it was him. And he was like all teary and he had a son with him. And
wow.
Yeah. It was
what,
so
did,
crazy.
Did he tell you what the situation was under which the reason that he got stabbed?
I mean, as far as I could make out, it was they had run into an old college friend and had some drinks and then went to the liquor store. They were going to go back to someone's house and he just freaked out. But I don't know kind of what the whole story
wow,
was.
Wow, wow,
yeah.
wow. That's crazy.
But, yeah.
Would have been great if you and your dad started singing him a little song to calm him down.
Oh, yeah, like a one man
ambulance. Yeah. yeah. He had like a little pocket trombone or something.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I just start singing like Giselle.
Well, your dad's yeah. playing and you're
I'm like,
dancing.
Stay away. Don't rest so
that's
dark.
Calming, you know?
That is calming.
Just start singing Mary Poppins.
That would have been nice. Wow, you really would have been great in an emergency room. This is.
I'm not that smart, but I'm that focused. So
you're yeah. a lot smarter than we are. So
no, I don't think so.
Have you ever played a medical person?
You know, I did in a Dr. Vegas. I played
sure.
Rob Lowe's.
Wait a second.
All right,
I need to see this.
Yeah, me too.
And so I went. And,
What year did we make this?
2001. I actually, it's a good story. I was filming and they sent me home and I was mad because I was like, of course, the one project where you want to stay where they're filming in Vegas when I was like, you know, 30. I was, mm-hmm. and when I went home, I got the June bug audition.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then was filming Junebug when they reduced my role from to recurring.
No, he's bad.
Oh, was that on TV Dr. show? Vegas. On Dr.
On
Vegas.
Dr. Vegas. And I was like, I'm good. They're like, you're just gonna leave. I'm like, I'm good. Yeah, I feel like
I'm all set. Got an indie.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah. I just did an indie.
I'm just going to go ahead and get an Academy Award nomination over here. So I'm good. You want to reduce it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just was like, anyway, it's a long story, but I did shadow an emergency room doctor.
For that part, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like,
That's got to be fascinating.
Did you not want to see? Did you see some things you didn't want to see?
I think for me, I was just fascinated with the stories that kind of really helped me put things into perspective. I know I'm so earnest. I told you guys, I just was so grateful and invested in people's personal stories.
I'm a frequent flyer at the ER in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you want to give a shout out to Cedars for it?
Cedars Sinai. Yeah. And I was lying there
free
waiting
for a couple of punches on your punch card to get to your bonus earlier.
We're in the cafeteria.
Sean's nickname is Paddles, by the way. This is true, Amy.
Because I get AFib and they zap my heart back. Anyway, but one time I was in there, this is like 2 years ago, and some guy OD'd on drugs, and they were trying to revive him, and he died right next to me, in the room right next to me. It's so crazy to witness all of that.
Willie and I play golf with Dr. Gary Shulman. He does an ER doctor, and the things that he knows how to do, and he could save any life you put in front of him. I think it's incredible.
It's really amazing.
And he's got a great short game, too, guys. You can get up and down from anywhere, really.
By the way, let's be clear. He's got a great game all around. He's middle of the fairway.
Long game,
I never see him in trouble.
You never see him looking for a ball, ever. You want him as your teammate.
Yeah, Dr. Gary's been playing with the same ball for 3 years, definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not...
Nice man. And
shout out to Dr. Gary. Yeah. So Amy, you've done so many things, but so many different kinds of roles, like comedy, drama, sci-fi. Is there one
I've seen the most is Enchantment.
Enchanted.
Or Enchanted.
You nailed
Enchanted.
It.
Enchanted. Yeah. I never saw Enchantment because it doesn't exist. But
having two girls, you met both of them.
How are they doing? They must be.
They're doing great. Thanks. Yeah. They're not watching anymore. Yeah. But I mean, I knew that album backwards and forwards. Loved it.
Thank you. And I'm sorry.
No. It was fantastic. But I've seen them all, but that one a lot.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Do you have like a genre that you like doing more than, because you've done it all. Like you work in comedy, you work in drama, you work in sci-fi. Like, is there one sort of lane that you feel more comfortable in, or do you just kind of, each one is just like a new opportunity to have fun and you don't really think about it?
Yeah, I think each one's a new opportunity. I like working in different genres because it requires like a different approach to tone and it's a challenge. But I'm most comfortable in like musical theater, even at 51, if someone's like, you need to go play Belle, I'd be like, got it. That's like, that's where my like beauty. Spirit lives, my like right, younger, right. my inner child.
Do you want to do more of it?
I do. I did theater recently in London and I really do want to do more of it, but I think I'm so tired all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's so much work. I have so much respect for everybody who works on stage, because doing that 8 shows a week is really, really grueling. So I'd have to really consider it. Maybe when my daughter is...
Gets a little older.
When she's out of the house, because I really want to be present for her.
How old is she?
She's going to be 16 next Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God.
That's amazing. Sweet 16.
How are those driving lessons going?
She has not started them yet. No, I...
You haven't taken her out in your car and just like in an open parking lot and said, and just put her in the seat?
I am definitely, she has absolutely
no interest.
No, she has interest, but she wants to get through finals before she starts studying for her permits test.
Disciplined. That's discipline.
Yeah, but this generation, though, that is because of Uber, there's no
That's
real
true. I didn't
thirst
think of that.
To,
yeah.
I mean, when we were kids, remember, like, the
day.
The morning you turn 16, you're at the DMV.
No, my guys did. Arch got it immediately, but Abe's been kind of putting, well, he can only get his learners because he's not 16 yet. But.
You know what I thought would never happen, though, is that because Jason's right. When you turn 16, you're like, it signifies independence.
Yeah, freedom.
Driving, right? Freedom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now, I thought, well, that will never go away. But with Waymo self-driving cars and Uber and stuff, maybe it's not a thing anymore. I don't know, with kids.
Yeah, but it is nice to be able to just like walk outside your house and climb into your car and go.
It is. Yeah. I think she's really going to love that sensation once she sort of gets into it. But I respect, I'm letting her...
Are you still in driving her around mode, or is she leaning on the Ubers like everybody?
A little of both. I mean, we're a little more cautious with Ubers as long as she's with friends and stuff like that. So, but she loves a Waymo. Yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah, we always say it's a known thing, Amy, that Jason has the personality of a Waymo driver, and that's just kind of known around the office here. Just around the office here.
A Waymo driver.
That's enough, Sean.
That's good. So funny.
By the way, I was going to save this. Sean, I think you know this, and this is, you're going to freak out again on Amy.
Yeah.
You know she's in the new, she just wrapped the new Star Wars, right?
What do you mean?
No way.
The one with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Wait, I was on that set.
Okay, cool.
Amazing.
Sean Levy asked us to come visit, and we visited it for like a day.
What if you found out that Amy knew you were coming in? She's like, this guy fucking called me once I'm in the toilet at the White House. This guy won't leave me alone.
I had a very small part. Yeah.
You did? Wait, are you a fan or no?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Huge.
Absolutely.
By the way, Tatooine.
I mean, amazing.
My Tatooine hat on today.
I love it.
My hat on.
Do you go to May the 4th Disney events at Disney? Because I've always wanted to go. Maybe next year you and I will figure it out.
Oh my God, I would love
go
it.
Leave
the kids at home. Am I right?
You're right.
I hate the May the 4th be with you because that's my birthday. And I feel like they took it over. They took No, I'm not. They took it over. Everybody's like, May the 4th. I'm like, enough.
Wait, what did you get to hold all the props and whatever and all the fantasy stuff? I love that.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, I went to the creature shop too.
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
So
careful,
cool.
Sean. Watch the battles.
I saw the new their version of R2-D2 and the new one, which I couldn't post. We're not allowed to post.
Is he real?
we just rack focus. There's Scotty in the back just heating up the paddles. You're rubbing them together. Just getting them ready. Oh, he's talking about the creature shop.
Yeah.
Charge!
Wasn't that, but, and then the guy, I met the guy who created BB-8.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
It's so cool.
It's wild.
I mean, I'll talk about this, I'm sure, down the road, but like, I don't know what I'm allowed to talk about, but I was so nervous the first day of working, like I forgot how to act. I'm sure Sean Levy's like, Amy, are you okay? And I'm like, no. I'm just not okay.
Nervous because of all the stuff that was around you and like...
I'm on a Star Wars set.
I know,
and I
right?
like
yeah.
love...
I, would
I
freak
grew
out
up
too.
On this. This is like, I have to now get out of my like dorky fangirl place and go into like professional actress and like... Combining the two was really hard, so I had to like.
Could you feel it? Was it palpable? I mean, were the sets big? Was the camera gear
big.
Like all like?
Oh, it's so cool, you guys. It's just so cool. I'm like, not allowed to talk about anything, of course, but I can tell you, it's so cool, and the kid in it is so great. I just.
What about like? Was there a lot of were the sets real? Were the weapons real? Or was it all
practical.
Like sort of green screens and I. You know?
It's a mix, but it's...
A mix, yeah.
It was... It's enough to, like, get the feels. You know what I mean?
And then you got the great Sean Levy there. Just like...
Oh,
he's
so
the
infectious
best.
With his
him.
Energy and enthusiasm and
he
kindness.
Is.
And
speaking
him.
Of Arrival, he was one of the producers on Arrival.
That's
so
right.
I worked
he was?
With him.
That's
yeah,
right.
I worked
yes,
with him at Night at the Museum
oh,
and
that's crazy.
Arrival. Yeah.
So you do the Star Wars, and then you got a sci-fi film coming out later this year that you did with our buddy Taika.
What's that?
Right? Is
oh,
it
yeah.
Kinda,
yeah. I was
right?
like, I do? I was like, yes. Yeah, we did that like over 2 years ago now. So yeah.
Whoa.
Are you a sci-fi fan?
I do like sci-fi, yeah.
There's such a, you have like so like Star Wars-y sci-fi, like this is like, seems to be a genre that you're very comfortable in.
Superman.
Oh,
Superman.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. But she's funny as hell too and can sing and dance. And let's not, we haven't even gotten to the drama part of it all. I mean,
I know.
I too. I do love a good drama.
Do you want to leave any for anybody else? Like, what's going on?
I love a good drama.
I mean,
how great were you in Doubt? I saw that play and I was like, wow, this play is one of the best plays. And then the movie with you and Meryl Streep. And
how good is are Meryl and Philip in that?
Yeah,
getting to sit through the rehearsals with them was it's my entire actor training.
Like, yeah, I'm
sure. I never went to college or conservatory. So yeah. I really feel like that was how I learned how to
and
act.
Everybody showed up on set off book, probably. Just no, there's nobody has side, right? Everybody just knows their stuff.
Oh yeah. By that time we really knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Meryl.
Was it a lot of rehearsal for that film? More than usual?
I would say so. Yeah. It was a while ago. So. It was amazing.
So then, wait, did you just say that you did not go to drama school?
I did not, no.
No. And so what would you attribute your talent to? Was it just a
lonely childhood?
How'd you get so talented?
A lonely childhood.
Was it just like an innate sense of what would
I don't
be?
Know. I honestly, yeah. Jason, I really don't know. I think I've always just been, I read a lot and I've always been plugged into characters and how and why and mm-hmm. what motivates them and all of that. And I think it just sort of started translating into acting. I also, when I moved to LA, started working with an acting coach.
Yeah.
Later on after I'd started working. And that was really helpful because she helped sort of ground me a bit more instead of being very big. So that was good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because theater is sort of at odds with your incredible level of subtlety when you're doing on-camera work. You know, I mean, it's just masterful how little you have the discipline to do, which, you know, if you did that on stage, the people in the front row would be able to read it, but that'd be about it, you know, which, I mean, it's great.
Thank you.
Oftentimes you'll see theater actors that are sometimes maybe just a little bit bigger on screen.
Right.
But you do not suffer that at all. It's really, really impressive.
Well, I absolutely love people's inner life. Like, if I could know what people were thinking at all times, I'd be so happy.
So yeah, I love about watching your performances. Is that, I lean in, I try to read your mind. You know, there's stuff going on inside.
I told you guys, you got to watch this new doc that's coming out later this year. I was telling Shawnee about it. That's called... This based on the podcast, that really popular podcast, the telepathy tapes about the nonverbal.
Oh, yeah.
There's a doc. I just saw a screening of the doc. And
is it good?
It's unbelievable.
Wait, what is it?
Dude, there's this really popular podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Called the telepathy tapes. And they made a doc at the same time. And it's coming out later this year. And it's unbelievable. I had goosebumps the entire time watching it, talking about
It was real popular at the same time the Richard Simmons podcast.
Sean, stop mentioning the every time I mention this, Sean brings up the Richard Simmons podcast. I swear to God. Sean, why?
No, how would that be?
Leave it.
Yeah, an easy reference for everyone.
Yeah, let it stand on its own. Let it stand on its own. Why do you have to mention the fucking Richard Simmons podcast every time?
No, because at that time, it was years and years ago, those were the two most popular...
I've never heard of a Richard Simmons podcast.
Oh, God, you would love it. It's so wild.
Oh, here we go. You love it. For fuck's sake, man.
Wait, Willie, the reason that you were seeing this earlier than when it's coming out is because that makes me think maybe we're going to have somebody from it on the podcast coming up. Did you get a little early link or something?
I don't know.
There's a guest
look
coming.
Look at you putting some stuff together.
See, I used to be a cop.
I know. Look at you. It's honestly, you guys, it's so fascinating. And Amy, talking about like people understanding what other people are thinking and stuff.
Yeah.
It is a fucking mind
Did you listen to that, Amy? Did you listen to that podcast?
Yeah, I did actually. I listened to. I didn't get towards the end of the telepathy. It started to get. I don't want to. You know, it started to get a little like it twisted a bit. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah, but it's. I found it. I mean, it was just stunning, and I'd listen to the podcast too. But anyway, I don't know how we got here, but boy, it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, but what was your? So this is what I was going to say. What was your first pro gig as an actor? Your first paying job.
Like exclusively as an actor or just as a dancer? Like
As an actor. As an actor, what was your first?
Actor, I did a commercial for Omaha National Bank.
Okay.
Where I lip-synced.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I lip-synced to Summer Loving, but turned into Summer Banking.
No.
Had me a blast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Summer bacon. Had me a blast.
Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Wow.
But then when I started, I was cast in Drop Dead Gorgeous out of Minnesota. So that was like my first like thing.
First thing. And then what was your first? Did you do like a lot of, because I know obviously you did Dr. Vegas. We all know that. We're talking about Rob Lowe. I still call him Dr. Vegas.
Yeah.
What was your first, like, did you start doing guest spots on shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did all the guest spots. I was on Charmed. I was on Buffy. I was That so 70s great. Show.
Yeah.
West Wing.
Oh, wow.
We'll be right back.
And back to the show.
What was the point when you figured that you might be safe, you might not need to have to study something else or have a second job, or when did it seem
yesterday
that you could make a living?
I think it was after Enchanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, cuz that was a big movie, yeah.
It's funny because by the time Enchanted came out, I'd been nominated, but I still didn't see that as like anything that cemented me as secure. Right. I just saw that as like an amazing,
right,
like one-off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So,
but having the box office of Enchanted, right? That's a different thing with that, isn't it?
And I also think it was like the most confident at that point I'd ever been in a role, because even when I read the script, and I am not somebody who says this, I looked at my husband and went, I don't know who else they're going to get for this. Like, I just was like, no, you can't. Uh-huh. I'm not that person. I would cast someone else in every role I've done. Like, I'm not competitive like that. But I read that one and was like, well, this is mine. So
good in that.
Just because I felt like I really understood that world and the duality of her.
But then you also do like, and then you go on to do a couple of films with David O. Russell, some gritty films. You do The Fighter, which is super gritty and such a great film.
That was huge because David really, I say take a chance, but no one really saw me that way.
Uh-huh.
And then there was something about an interaction he had with me that kind of was like, wait.
You got in his face about like a valet ticket
You're
or
terrifying.
Something?
You're terrifying. No, I think he just stabbed.
I was here first.
Something like that.
Wait, was David, did you stab David O. Russell in the neck and then you and your dad saved him? Is that what happened?
No, it was not David O. Russell.
So you were surprised when David called you with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I was like to say, I have like such memories of where I was when things happened that were huge for me. And that was, I was in Ireland filming Leap Year, like this romantic comedy, which helped me learn that I was not good at romantic comedy, though I loved the film. I just was like, there are people who are really good at this. And I don't think that's me. I don't think.
There's nothing you're not good at.
Yeah, come on.
No, it's just, I'm too earnest. Like I want to turn it into like Wuthering Heights and like, I just don't have that turn of phrase that some people are so good at. I'm just so earnest. It's so irritating. I've learned to accept it.
Did your eyes light up like mine would if I got a call from Paul Thomas Anderson? Like The Master is one of my favorite films ever.
The Master was great.
Paul is one of those people that I will forever want to impress. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, what I'm saying, a text. I just love him so much. Right. Just as a person too. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
I actually met him at a house party.
Yeah.
And I kind of read in the Riot Act because he had it's a lot. I don't want to get Paul in trouble, but
he took the last piece of pizza.
He took the last piece of pizza. No. There was a mutual friend that was a little drunk and acting a little silly, and he was encouraging it, you know, having fun. And I was like, that is highly irresponsible. Now, to be fair, I was 10 weeks pregnant. I was not telling anybody, so I was agitated. And then I looked at Darren, and I was like, I can't believe I just yelled at like my favorite filmmaker of all time. I'm like, I'm never going to get to work with him. I don't know what I've done. But I was so
that's
like—
that's what it took.
And then I got cast. He's like, who can yell at Philip Seymour Hoffman? He's like—
who can be stern?
Who's that girl?
Wow.
I don't know if that's why he called me, but—
just loved it.
He's so great. Yeah, I still— anytime I hear from Paul, I'm excited. But yeah, He's wonderful.
So you do that. I mean, and then you go, and then you jump into the DC world, the Zack Snyder-y sort of Superman, like that whole world.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You just have all these like different, like really distinct lanes and stuff that you do, tonally so different. Did you feel when you get that call, you're like, yeah, this is something that I'm into?
No, I'm just super dorky and loved Superman. So I was like, ooh, I get to play Lois. I was just,
yeah, so cool.
I grew up loving Superman. Like I really am like meant for Comic-Con, like to go down there in costume. Like that's, I'm
really
dorky. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Dorky. Darren's a dorky. You've met my husband. We're both
dorky, so
earnest people.
Are you big Halloween? Are you Halloween people?
Yes.
Sure you are. You bop around with Melissa and Ben and you guys get all dolled up and do your thing.
That's different. That was our movie club thing.
Right. But it's still, you guys, yeah, these guys, they'd watch a movie.
Yeah. Oh, I do love a dress up. I love a theme party. I'm that girl.
Right. Sure.
I have to like pull myself back if someone says theme party. Darren's like, Amy, you don't have to be, you can just have a suggestion of. But I'm
ugly
like,
Christmas sweater party. Uh-huh. Yeah, it'd sign you up, right?
Yeah.
I went to a 70s birthday party a few months ago. Yeah, everybody had a dress in 1970s clothes.
Oh, I remember
and I was
that.
Like, oh, we're going, we have to really go do it. And then you go, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, Sean, you didn't have to buy a costume for that, right? You just went into your wardrobe.
Yeah, Sean, what'd you put together for that?
Yeah.
I put, I think my photos, I'll
hot send shorts?
You photos. Uh-huh. No, I put bell bottom pants, a big wig. You know, some gold chains and some,
and
you know, open. Yeah, and a boa.
Cool. Yeah. There you go. Done.
All right. Thank you.
It's got to get dressed too?
Yeah, we both did. Let me see if I can find the picture.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
I used to get dressed up for auditions, guys. Like, I would
go in
costume, right?
Did you really?
Right. Yeah. I didn't quite. And then, like, other girls would be coming out looking absolutely beautiful, and I would be like, I guess. I guess I look like I want it too much, which is probably why I didn't work in the beginning. I hadn't sort of cracked the code of neutrality. I was like, it's me.
I don't know.
I'm her.
I feel like you did everything.
I have the pants.
You know? I feel like you did everything really, you did everything pretty damn well. And then now.
Your daughter doesn't, does your daughter seem like she is attracted to maybe going that direction too or no?
Not in performing, and only recently on the set of Star Wars, on our way to the creature shop, she looked at me and said, Mom, do you think I could find a career in film?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And I said, yeah, absolutely.
And did you guys start to talk about different parts of it?
Yeah. So we're constantly talking about different... She's like, because I love travel. I love meeting new people. I like every day being different. And this is really like the best suited job for everything I want my life to look like.
Right.
So, so she kind of switched her motivation. She's still like really interested in psychology, like, which I love. So she and I are constantly talking about human behavior, which is fun with a 16-year-old, but it actually is. She's very, intuitive and insightful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Isn't it neat how the conversations change over years? Like, you know, like as much as you might miss the toddler age, it's like, well, you couldn't really talk about, you know, global issues with them. That now you can get their take on that.
Yeah,
on
that. Yeah, because they're so involved now.
Yeah.
Right.
And they get so much information thrown at them too. Constantly.
Yeah. I want to take her over to the Groundlings to take a class because she's really quick-witted and mean. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you'll be great in comedy.
Oh, we like that.
mean, like she's not a mean person, but her wit is so biting. And
biting, sarcastic.
My husband's like, ow. And I just think it's, when she nails me, I laugh so hard. It's really funny.
It's fun. Speaking of psychological, you've got a psychological thriller series on Apple TV.
Cape Fear.
Dude, you're so good at bringing it back, Will.
I know.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
By the way, nominated.
Thank you. I have not been nominated.
I appreciate that. That's a skill.
Thank you, Amy.
You've been nominated in the group.
In the group. Sean.
Group host. Sean got singled out.
Sean one time got singled out as best host.
Host.
Interviewer.
Of a podcast.
Of a podcast.
And he's part of a threesome.
Yeah.
They singled him out.
Yeah.
He did not win.
I did not win, yeah.
Let me finish. No.
Yeah. It's because I was held down by two others.
And I would say he's sloppy at best.
Contributive.
Oh, there they are. There's Sean
there
Scotty.
It's the 70s. Yeah, nice.
Oh, look at these guys. Nice, I like you have hard copies too, guys. Those are hard copies.
Scotty had them.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So let's talk about Cape Fear for a little bit. You and Javier Bardem, I mean, sick. What a cast. Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, that's amazing.
My doppelganger.
Yeah, and I was going to say you sort of look like his brother.
He could be his brother. We've taken selfies before.
I was actually, well, I'm very cultured, so I was watching PBS Great Performances last night. There was Patrick Wilson doing Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Which one? Which
He's Sean? So good, you guys.
Like a medley of things, along with a few other actors. But
Sean, let's give us a number. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, God, there's a billion. There's a billion Rodgers.
Did you and Patrick ever break out into song at all during some of the setups?
He's a little bit more disciplined than I am when it comes to the singing, probably because he does it professionally and I do it because I just love it and it's fun. Mm. So the first time he did sing, I thought I was being punked because we were talking about some of our favorite concerts we've seen. And I said, I went and saw the Indigo Girls in Red Rocks like 1992, 93. And it was such a good concert. He's like, I love the Indigo Girls. And I was like, you don't love the Indigo. Yeah. And he started singing like a deep cut from one of the albums. And we harmonized for a bit. And I was
singing
like—
singing like a songbird, right?
Guys.
Yeah.
He's got
skills. Was like, we're going to be best friends. We're going to have so much fun. We like
the
same things.
Put your number in my phone right now.
We like the same things. It was a lot.
But just, we are, all of us just talking about it, I feel like we are the closer we are to fine. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
That's a deep cut.
But yes, Cape Fear, Patrick's great. Javier's great.
I mean, yeah. It was sick cast.
For it being challenging and difficult, like content-wise and sort of the physicality, it was so much fun. And shot in Atlanta. I shot with a lot of your crew from Ozark, I believe.
Yeah, I think.
They recovered. They were able to recover.
Amanda Marsalis, I think, directed an episode or two. Yeah,
she did too.
I just worked with her.
She's lovely.
Oh, we like Amanda. She's really nice. Yeah. I like her.
She's cool. Yeah, she was great.
No, I can't wait to see that show. I've watched the trailer a couple of times. It looks fantastic. It does look like a lot of night shoots, which I'd have an issue with.
There's a lot of night shoots.
Or is it more splits?
Yeah, maybe we can just tent.
Honestly, it was. It was challenging. We couldn't block shoot because we had a lot of directors. So it was challenging like that because we could never block shoot. So it was a lot. It wasn't.
So for Tracy, Jay, or Amy, explain what block shooting means.
Yeah. Jason, you do it.
You shoot out like if all the scenes that take place in this one particular location, no matter what episode they're in, we're going to shoot them all in a row so that we never have to come back to this location.
So you can knock out that location.
It's cheaper for budgetary reasons.
Right.
Yeah, when I did Sharp Objects, we did a lot of block shooting, and that was nice.
Another great project. I mean, you can go on and on.
I know, it's amazing. Your resume is
incredible. You're doing okay.
I'm doing okay. You're doing great.
You are at the tip top of what you do. You're so good in everything.
You guys are so sweet.
You've never, and we talked about there are very few people. You're one of those people. And we talk about John Goodman, we hold up as the gold standard. I always do. A bad performance, no matter what you do, never a bad performance. And
there's
same
still
for
time.
You. No, Amy, you're so good. You're so talented.
Well, do you allow yourself to, this is a tough question to answer, but do you
we've
ever
had
allow
more of her time
to,
than we were allowed, but go ahead.
We are
sorry.
Over.
Sorry.
Okay, but
you can cut a lot of my stuff out. You guys
No. We're going to let you go. But do you allow yourself to sort of like say, hey, you know, I've done all right, and I'm like only halfway done, and I thought maybe I was just gonna just sing and dance in front of mom
and
dad.
Don't say halfway; that's because she's gonna be exhausted.
But I mean, it's really, really impressive. What you've done and what you will continue to do, and you're still ascendant. And
I adore you, and I'm just grateful. Like, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm just grateful. I think I'm 51 now, and I think being in my 50s is the greatest. I'm so grounded, and I just feel grateful and kind of open to whatever comes, and grateful for what I've been able to do. And it's a great time of reflection.
It shows.
And,
you
Jason, I will say, I think this is the longest I've ever talked to you because you're normally ducking out of parties.
I know.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound like him.
Let's get into that.
So well, I'm so excited to get to talk to you.
It's something both these boys know, you know.
Yeah.
I go out, and then it's time to go home.
No,
it's
you're smart.
It's time to get into bed.
You have, like Jay always says, there's a window of energy, and once that energy's up, that's it.
That's smart.
Well, I'm an introvert, and also I don't drink anymore. And so it's like, it's usually the last 2 hours at a party, you got to have a little in you. Otherwise, it's the stuff that's being talked about is just not that interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the stuff ain't that funny.
I'm usually the last person they are talking about that not interesting stuff. I'm like,
Can I top that out for you?
No. I'll be leaving at the same time. I'm just tired.
To the wise, if you run into Jason in a social setting, just make sure you have a bunch of stuff loaded just to try to keep him interested because he doesn't want to talk to you. Sounds like a really great guy, doesn't he?
No, he's not. Fucking self-involved asshole.
No, Jesus Christ. Sometimes you do it for other people, not just for you, you fucking dick. God, you've had so much given to you. You've had so much attention and shit given to you your whole life. Why don't you fucking give back to other people? Noblesse oblige. All right.
Ask some questions.
Amy Adams.
What a pleasure. You're just a delight.
We love you. You're so great. Thank you so much. We can't wait for Cape Fear on Apple TV. It's fantastic. And we just continued success. You're just the great.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I could talk to you guys for hours.
Likewise.
Yeah, Hugs and kisses to Darren.
Yeah, to Amanda and the girls as well.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. Thanks, Amy. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Double A, right there. Right? I'm married to a double A. Amanda Anka. Yeah, Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. That's right. Two A's, double A. Mm-hmm. And she's what a career. Every single thing you guys remember, I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, that's right.
I mean, everything's quality. Everything's quality.
Always.
And even if it's not, she's the best thing in it. I mean, it's like, it never sucks.
No, that's why, like, it's a very, that's a rare error.
Yeah, we all clank it every once in a while, but I think she's either buried the things that she hasn't been good in, or she's just never been bad.
Remember Night Bitch? Did you guys see Night Bitch?
I never saw it. I saw the trailer and I thought that looks cool.
I like that movie. I just pulled up all her stuff because I'm like, I can't believe.
It's awesome.
Oh, when you look at her things.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
I was going to ask what musical she was in. She was in Into the Woods. And in a 2013 Interview Magazine piece, she said she watched Bye Bye Birdie with her dad, who's a huge Anne Margaret fan, but she's never done that show. But it's a great title.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't use Bye Bye Birdie for the goodbye, but it sounds like you might be doubling back on
that. Well, it's
one
of those things. Look, you know what? He didn't, but everything happens for a rhesus, you know?
See? Told ya. Oh. Well, there's a re-up coming Will's way. Yeah.
You mean a Reese's up. You got it. So if you haven't already, get out and buy some Reese's.
Smart.
Smartless is 100% organic and artisanally handcrafted by Bennett Barbaco, Michael Grant Terry, and Rob Armjarf.
Smart. Less.